This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden and other Democrats are embarking this week on visits to numerous states to promote the benefits of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package Mr. Biden signed into law last week. They hope to make sure that voters know how the aid could help them. On Tuesday, President Biden is to visit Delaware County, a key suburban Philadelphia jurisdiction in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. He won the area over former President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden is headed to the state of New Jersey on Monday and New Hampshire on Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff are visiting Colorado and New Mexico in the western United States in the coming days. The relief package is one of the largest economic assistance packages in U.S. history and the first major legislative victory for Biden. Republican lawmakers had objected to the size of the deal and to the fact that some of the funding is not tied directly to trying to end the pandemic in the United States. More than 534,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's top coronavirus advisor, said Sunday he's optimistic that the country can return to some sense of normalcy by the U.S. Independence Day, July 4th. But he said precautions still need to be taken in the meantime to avert a new surge in infections. The United States is picking up the pace of coronavirus vaccinations, administering a new high of 3 million shots on Saturday. Fauci told Fox News Sunday that he believes the U.S. will have enough doses of vaccine by the end of May so any American can have a shot. This is VOA News. German broadcaster Deutsche Welle is reporting that German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union may have its worst showing ever in two states holding regional elections that are seen as a measure of public opinion ahead of September's national vote. According to early exit polls Sunday, the CDU took only 23.6% in Baden-Württemberg and 26.5% in Rhineland-Palatinate, which, if confirmed, would be the party's worst ever results in both states. The CDU dropped 4 percentage points in Baden-Württemberg and 5.8 points in Rhineland-Palatinate compared to 2016. Public opinion polls have shown that Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union has lost some support because Germans have been unhappy with the coronavirus crisis management and with the slow and bureaucratic vaccination campaign. National elections will determine who succeeds Merkel, who said she's stepping down. She's served as chancellor since 2005. British-Iranian charity worker Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe appeared before Iran's Revolutionary Court on Sunday. She faces charges of propaganda against the system. Zaghari Ratcliffe was arrested in 2016 on charges she was plotting to overthrow Iran's government. She's denied that charge. Zaghari Ratcliffe was released from house arrest last week, and her ankle bracelet was removed, but she was not allowed to travel to join her family in Britain. She was transferred from prison to house arrest last year in March as the coronavirus began to spread around the world. She's been in prison for a total of 5 years. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said Zaghari Ratcliffe must be allowed to return home to Britain to her husband and daughter. London's Metropolitan Police was under heavy pressure Sunday to expand its actions. They explain its actions, rather, during a vigil for a woman whom one of the force's own officers is accused of murdering. Hundreds defied coronavirus restrictions to gather and protest violence against women, but the event ended with clashes between police and those attending. Home Secretary Preeti Patel said scenes from Saturday's vigil in South London were upsetting, and she is seeking a full report on what happened from the Metropolitan Police. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan said the police response was, quote, at times neither appropriate nor proportionate. Police were seen scuffling with some women at the event, and one woman was seen pinned to the ground by two officers. Several women were led away in handcuffs as other attendees chanted shame on you at police. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.